Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back in Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So while the country saw some interesting changes and some rules that they thought that the government would never do, like say, well, you can't work, you can, you're essential, you're not essential, you have to wear a mask, or you could face legal consequences, the world got a little bit on edge. Not only were we dealing with the pandemic and people dying of COVID, but we had government, local government, state government, federal government, making rules that seemed to be a lot more restrictive than we thought they were allowed to do. So not only were we schooled on microbiology, but we were schooled on laws. And not only were we dealing with the pandemic, not only were we dealing with lockdown rules and economic issues, but we were also dealing with safety issues and riots. And as people dying in the custody of police officers spurred riots and protests, and then unfortunately some of them turned to looting and other sort of dangerous crimes and destructive crimes, many people thought that, all right, I might have to take matters into my own hands. And as we saw with Rittenhouse, you know, bringing a gun, right, you know, to a riot doesn't bode well. But we do have the Second Amendment, which does protect us in terms of us wanting to protect ourselves. And the Supreme Court is going to be looking at a very interesting case in New York that appears to kind of deal with the open carry laws. Now, the majority of states in the United States allow you to open carry. If you have a gun, you, as long as people see that you have it, you can legally have a holster, have it on you. Most states. If you want to conceal it, not let people know you have a gun, you have to have a CCW. You have to have a concealed permit. So most people don't want to walk around open carry. People get nervous. People, you know, might try to take the gun. So a lot of people that aren't trying to be, you know, cowboys here are, you know, and I like cowboys, or trying to be, you know, superheroes. They're like, you know what? Look, I just wanted to protect me and my family. So I'm going to have it in a crevice, right? Or strapped to something. And so I haven't decided where I'm going to put mine. I'm still working on that. I just don't know because, you know, the bra, there's not a lot of room in the bra. And I would not ever recommend a gun in a bra. So I have to figure out where I'm going to conceal it. Not really a lot of areas to conceal it. But in terms of, I live in Nevada. I think an open carry, if I want to walk around with a gun openly, I can. And so apparently in New York, there were two people that are bringing up this case where they... this is, let me give you the names, Robert Nash and Brandon Koch. They're bringing the case, argue that the state is violating their constitutional rights by only issuing carry license to those who could show a special need for protection. Now, Robert Nash wants to carry a gun because there's been a bunch of robberies in his neighborhood. So they're being told that unless they prove they have a special need for protection, they're being denied. Now, in 2008, the Supreme Court ruled in the District of Columbia versus Heller that individuals do have the right to own a gun for self-defense in their own homes. But what about outside the house? What about, you know, in New York State, you could have a concealed gun if they demonstrate need, but you cannot have open carry. And Nash wants to carry a gun, right? Because apparently to get the concealed carry, it is a long process. The class is easy. The class is easy, but there's such a waiting list that after you take the class, you need to, in Nevada, at least go through your fingerprinting, your background check. Actually, they did my background check pretty quickly. I think it was just a day or two. But in terms of then having the interview, you know, it's months down the line because there's so many people wanting to get one. So those people that are a little freaked out and want to have a gun by next week, after they followed all the laws on Biden purchasing a gun, they have to slow their roll in New York. So Nash argued that he wanted to carry a gun in response to a string of burglaries in his neighborhood. He also wants to have a gun outside his home for protection. And the lawyer representing them says the law makes it virtually impossible for the ordinary law-abiding citizen to get the necessary license. So if there's so many restrictions and it takes so long, people feel they can't protect themselves. Now, I know some people are probably thinking, okay, well, if there's robberies, you know, is a gun legit? You know, if somebody's breaking in, do you have a right to shoot? Well, when you take your CCW, no. If somebody is robbing you, you don't necessarily have a right to shoot them. If somebody's in your house, robbed your house, they're leaving, you say, get the heck out, they're leaving and their back is to you, you can't shoot them. You can only use the gun if you feel that your life is in danger, if they are coming towards you. So, it's subjective, unfortunately. You have people concerned that if they call the police might not come. You know, with what we're seeing in North Carolina, or was it North Carolina? Where was it where a girl was stabbing another girl and the police shot her? I think that was Columbus, Ohio. So, unfortunately, many people are watching what's been happening, and they feel that if police are being defunded, if police are quitting, if police are early retiring, if they need an officer, they aren't there. One of the reasons why I personally haven't been packing is because, you know, I feel very confident that Metro's there. I've had to call the police before. They're there. There's not a problem. They've always been there. But now we as a public are seeing that there's other unfortunate issues. And they might not come. Things might start. I think what happened is she was a foster child and it had to do with, I guess, chores. You know, are the cops going to come every time there's a domestic dispute? So, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Let's hear from you. 1-877-DOCDALI.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
It what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I love looking at political strategy because there's the psychology behind the candidates, there's the psychology behind the voter, and there's just a whole psychology behind the theme of campaigns. And very interestingly, as Biden is hitting his 100-day mark of being in office, NBC poll had said he has about a 53% approval rating. Some media outlets are saying that is strong, kick butt. Others are saying it's a little limp compared to Barack Obama at 67%. I believe George Bush Jr. was, George W. Bush was at about 57%. Let me look that up. I have to look it up. Donald Trump is at about 40%. But, you know, these polls, they leave a lot to be desired. Because every time I get called asking, you know, what my political affiliation is and who do I want to see as president, you know, I mean, I'll say, you know, I want to run. Thank you. Yeah, click. Yeah, I don't really want to sit there and be going into, you know, what I think the Democratic Party needs or the Republican Party needs. I'll talk about it on my show, but I'm not going to sit there when I'm trying to have dinner with my family. So the talk of the town, as or shall we say the theories or the rumors, is Biden is being supported by many, many staff, being supported by many people in Congress to kind of toe the line, maybe be more progressive than he promised, especially with raising taxes and, you know, reversing a lot of the things that were done in the prior administration, and maybe even bringing the pendulum even more progressive. But if he doesn't make it, they got Kamala. If he unfortunately gaffes any more than he does, if he becomes a liability, Kamala Harris is ready to go. What's happening on the GOP side? So there's already hints and talk about President Trump running again in 2024. Now remember, I mean, half the country voted for him. They love Trump. And, you know, with Biden, which is something we talked about, you know, Biden, was it that people really were in love with Biden, or was it that people hated Trump? So if I was going to be a strategist for either party, right, for President Biden, it's, you know, if you're appealing to your base and making them happy, right, you know, make sure you listen to them. Right, and be very careful with some of these outskirt requests, because you do have a lot of Democrats out there that might not want their tax money going to certain things. You have, for example, there was a Democrat at one of the rallies who said, look, I paid for my student loans. I just finished paying. So I really have to pay for others. So, you know, you want to make sure you listen to your base, because it could be clouded, just like with the conservatives. You have multiple different factions. You know, I mean, how right-wing do you want to be? How left-wing do you want to be? So I always would urge moderacy. But with President Trump, it's very interesting. Because I'm hearing people talk saying there's going to be nobody better than Trump. Nobody loved a candidate on the right more than Trump. So the idea of rallying behind a Marco Rubio or a Ted Cruz or somebody falls short, because people don't think they could get that passion. Rand Paul. They don't think people could be that excited about a candidate. And most elections are not won, with the exception of this one, by a default. Well, I hate the candidate so much that I'll vote for whoever's running. I mean, do people really, really love Biden, or was it that they hated Trump? But in this particular case, is it that they hate Biden, or that they hate the Democratic ideas? Is it that they hate where the country's going? Is that going to be enough to launch somebody new into the GOP spotlight? And it's 2021. We shouldn't really be, you know, thinking that far ahead. So much could change. And, you know, the GOP president could be running against Kamala and not Biden later. And then that could change, you know, the dynamics of who we want up against Kamala Harris. Do we want Trump up against Kamala Harris? Do we want Kamala Harris up against Rand Paul? Up against, you know, it changes the dynamic on what the voter wants. But there are people that are wanting the what the world was before COVID. And part of me is a little concerned that the push for certain politicians as we move forward is going to be with kind of some of the archaic thinking. You know, politics is different now. You don't go to the polls to vote. You can mail in. Everything's different now. Medicine is different. People aren't going to the doctor. They're going online. You know, it's the world is very, very different. You know, school. Many people are not going to be bringing their kids back to school. It's going to be online. So the campaigning is going to be different. So for those people that think there'll be a lot of people at the rallies, there were a lot of people at Trump's rallies. He still didn't win. A lot of debate on what could have happened there, but Trump's rallies were huge. Now, were Trump's rallies huge because people really, really loved him? Was it because they liked what he had to say because he was entertaining? Did they just want to get out and be around like people? Is it that they were scared of what was going on in their certain states and they wanted to kind of feel, you know, around like-minded individuals? So the GOP is in a very tough position because if they double down on Trump and Trump didn't win once, and you have other people that might have supported the GOP but say, you know what, it's just easier to go with the incumbent, then Trump won't win. If he didn't have enough to garner that many people, in order for Trump to win, he has to hope that he pulls Democrats who go, you know what, this is a mistake. And how many Democrats would do that? How many Democrats would say it was a mistake to vote for Biden? Well, if Biden makes, you know, rules that end up hurting them financially, maybe, but the average Democrat might not, you know, want to go all the way to Trump. So the GOP might then want to think about, you know, is there another candidate that might increase success? Well, at this point, I can't think of one. I've been asked, you know, who should the GOP put up there? It's tricky. Right now, Trump is the most beloved. And what if the reality is on the GOP side, they may only have 49.9999%. So what's going to have to happen is, and this is what I've brought up with politics, is sometimes let the politician do his thing. If what Biden thinks is right for the country, and if what he thinks is popular is what he's going to do, then we'll see. If it ends up not being popular, it'll tick people off. You know, everybody kind of wants to save people from themselves. But you're being too progressive. You're going to put people out of work. You're going to, you know, and I want to save the country. Okay. You know, I don't want us to have, you know, migrant children without their parents. I don't want COVID and other diseases coming in. I don't want people losing jobs to other people coming in that might not, you know, that might, excuse me, be competing for the job. But maybe this is, you know, maybe this is what Biden wants and how Biden sees the new America. And if that works for people, he's going to get reelected, or Kamala will be. If it doesn't, and people say, but this didn't work, he made a bad decision, then is it going to be a bad enough decision to make people switch? So the GOP has time, but they don't have a lot of time. Right now, there's been a lot of talk of how Trump might not, you know, be there to help Governor Ducey get reelected, and, you know, Trump might be, you know, seeking revenge. I think a lot of that is BS. I think Trump right now is thinking about, you know, his personal career, and who would be? You know, I mean, he has choices to make. I think he has lawsuits on, you know, coming from all sorts of directions. And if he wants to be president again, you know, yeah, he'll probably want to do it for the country, but it's going to be personal. All these politicians, it's about personal. And, you know, to become president of the United States. Yeah, everybody's going to say, yeah, it's for the country. But I'm sure, you know, any president that's been there is like, this is pretty cool. I get that. But I think the GOP has their work cut out for them. And if they are going to double down on Trump, I don't know if that should be spoken about now. You know, I mean, people can bring light to some of the policies that Trump made might have, you know, now that they're reversed, might have worked better. But if at all the economy starts to improve, if at all people are starting to feel like they're getting back to work and they're happier, you know, they may need to lay low and see what is going to be the feel of the population. It might be that people don't want somebody older. Kamala's younger. So I could definitely see her running. I could definitely see there being an affinity towards the Democrats voting for her. I could even see Ocasio-Cortez go farther than we would imagine, because youth is being sought after. We have a much younger population. Yeah, we have a lot of baby boomers, but with COVID, many of them aren't making it to the polls. And so the younger individuals are going to be driving it. Do the younger people love Trump? Do the younger people love Biden? So, if you're going to be a Democratic or Republican strategist, you've got to think youth. You have to think post-COVID, right? And you have to maybe not always play defense, but offense. 1-877-DOC-SALLY, don't go away.
I tried other other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Police in Minnesota say one person is in custody following a report of shots fired at a school just outside of Minneapolis. Plymouth Police Chief Frederick Fadden saying the incident at Plymouth Middle School began shortly after school started.
Our officers heard what they recognize as gunshots within the building.
Fadden says no one was injured and they're not seeking any other suspects. The Supreme Court is agreeing to review a New York law that limits carrying concealed firearms outside the home, potentially loosening gun laws nationwide in the first major Second Amendment case since 2010. The case involves an appeal by two New York gun owners regarding a lower court's ruling throwing out their challenge to restrictions on concealed handguns outside the home. The case will be taken up this fall. USA Radio News. As the country continues to return to some normalcy, the CDC is continuing to issue new guidelines.
The CDC has issued new guidance that could see kids returning to a summer pastime, heading off to camp. The new recommendations released on Saturday say children should stay 3 feet apart from each other as much as possible, with the adult members of staff keeping 6 feet away. They're also being encouraged to get vaccinated. Camp activities should be outdoors as much as possible, and masks are still recommended indoors for those who can wear them. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
President Biden is expected to announce his $1.9 trillion American Families Plan during his address to a joint session of Congress on Wednesday. The funding plan is expected to include $225 billion to subsidize child care, $200 billion for free pre-K, and $225 billion to establish 12-week national paid family and medical leave. This is USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dolly's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniels working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So the numbers keep varying. I thought I saw that 90-some million people have gotten two shots and are completely vaccinated. when it comes to the COVID virus, which would probably be about maybe 26-27% of the population. I think we heard that maybe 90% is fully vaccinated, so the numbers are a little askew, amiss throughout the media. But we are at the, let's say, 20, almost 30% range of people getting two vaccines. Ooh, pretty good. Not bad, considering, you know, this started to affect us about 16 months ago. So I think we did pretty good, and, you know, God bless all our health departments. Southern Nevada Health District in my area rocked it. They're awesome. So, you know, kudos to all the hospitals, medical centers, Walgreens, Targets, everybody out there, CVS, that worked on this. All right? There's been this big push for there to be herd immunity, and I kept saying I just don't see that happening. We just still don't have the enthusiasm. And in fact, adding to the lack of enthusiasm of the vaccines is we have many people not wanting to get their second shot. In fact, some of the numbers reported are about 8%. We think it's even more than that, where they received their one shot. They don't want to take a chance and get another one. Now, I received both shots. I felt like garbage, but I was fine in a couple days. I was fine. So if the average person is fine, why wouldn't they get their next shot? Now, is it that they don't think they are going to be fine? Is it because they're worried about some of the side effects they're hearing? Is it because they're hearing all these reports that one shot does pretty darn good? Israel said one shot is fine. Other people said one shot is fine. And the average person, it's not that they're scared of COVID. They're scared of going to the hospital. And if they think one shot will keep them out of the hospital, then maybe they think it's good enough. So I don't know. I don't think many of these people have been interviewed yet, because 8% of the population is still a lot of the population. But I think the majority of people think that one is going to do what it needs to. I think the majority of the people in that group are probably a little distrustful of some of the cases reported and how much risk they might be at with the vaccine. I think some of them might be saying, look, you got me to go once. I'm not going to stand in line again. I'm not going to take off work. I'm not going to. Remember, many people out there are not enthusiastic about the flu vaccine. If we were able to, quote unquote, convert some of the anti-flu vaccine enthusiasts to go and get a COVID vaccine, that's success from the COVID standpoint. But look, you know, to bring a horse to water, you can't make them drink. You can't force somebody if they don't want to, and if they have their own concerns and their own, you know, instincts. And so with herd immunity, do we need herd immunity? It'd be nice. Gosh, it would be nice, you know, see what's going on in India. But I just don't see it. Currently, many vaccination clinics have closed down due to lack of enthusiasm. I believe the military is starting to have more shots than they need, because I think 40% is it? I forget, you know, the military is large, but I think on average between all the forms of military, I think 40% aren't getting the shot. So you're going to start having a surplus of vaccines. Now, many people are concerned about where America goes next. Are they going to push the narrative that you have to? Are they going to, because they bought it, push it? Are they going to, you know, is there going to be some other secondary gain? And as a physician, it's kind of hard to guide you guys on this, because I'm seeing what's going on in India. That's some scary stuff. I mean, yeah, hospitals burning down, oxygen shortages, people being treated out on the sidewalks, out on the streets because there's not enough room in hospitals. We were there. Nearly, well, without the oxygen explosion, but we were there with low oxygen supplies, low hospital beds, not enough people. We were there months ago. So did enough people get the shot? Well, that's a question that I don't think we're going to be able to answer. Personally, for herd immunity, they say it has to be about 75%. Herd immunity is, again, is where most of the big sheep in the herd have protection, such that the little baby sheep in the center that might not be able to protect themselves are protected. So, which means those that are vulnerable that can't get the vaccine are protected by everybody around them that got the vaccine. So COVID's like, well, not here. So, unfortunately, I'm seeing a lot of discussions on how to, quote-unquote, make the unvaccinated get a vaccine. When it comes to public health, we start to expand our jurisdiction, unfortunately, in the public official realm. And they say, if we need to protect the public, we need to get people on board. And so in the name of protecting the public, they might be contemplating mandatory vaccinations. We're already seeing with college campuses, many college campuses are saying you can't come back to campus if you're not vaccinated. Now, that might incite younger individuals who want to go to medical school, want to be a dentist, want to be a lawyer, saying, you know what, I want to be back on campus. I can't live at home with my mom anymore. Shoot me up. I'm going. But you have a lot of younger individuals going, I'll pass. And really, oh, that's fine. I like virtual. So we might have done this to ourselves in terms of making virtual very attractive. When I hear from some of my patients calling in going, look, I don't have to go back to work if I'm not vaccinated. So if I don't get vaccinated, I still get to stay home with kids. I like working from home. All right? So, you see, this isn't all about, well, gosh, you know, they talked about in the news Israel looking at the shot because of some rare heart inflammation, and they talked about in the news, you know, there being possible clot risks. That's not what's going on. Those who wanted the shot got the shot. Those who didn't want the shot don't want it. You can't. Maybe you could convince some. But the majority of people, if they don't have to, they're not going to. Which then makes a lot of us nervous on, is the government going to, quote-unquote, force it? Now, I've had some people say that they're just going to wait for the booster. They say, if there is a variant in India, if there is a variant in Brazil, why am I getting a shot now and I'm going to have to get another one in a few months? Let me just wait till the fall. Well, because from a public health perspective, it's not good to wait. You know, if we do get these variants in America and they're able to escape the COVID test and then they come to America and then they don't quarantine, or they were vaccinated so they don't have to quarantine, and then unfortunately they bring something in, then unfortunately we are at risk. You know, I really look at what's going to happen this summer is I don't see the hospitalizations to the degree, because if we did vaccinate about 90 to 100 million Americans, then that's hopefully a huge percentage of the population that hopefully won't be hospitalized. But do I see surges in cases? Absolutely. I think there will be. I think once there's travel and, you know, people coming into our country, I do foresee that we are going to have some of the new variants come in and we might not be as protected. So personally, I would like to see more people vaccinate, but I do not, at the same note, want to see any sort of government approach to forcing it. I don't think you can. I don't think it's constitutional. So then, what do we do if we want to reach herd immunity? How do you reach out to those who are not getting the vaccine? Well, it all depends. If they're just adamant about, no, I don't get the flu vaccine, I don't get my tetanus shot, no one's giving me a vaccine, we shouldn't really be spending trillions of dollars, right, on education for people who have made up their minds. But for those on the cuff, those that are iffy, you know, I think they're... are ways to reach out without making people feel uncomfortable. Some want a list of people. Nobody wants to be on a list. But there should be some sort of a method to give them an unpoliticized piece of education for them to make their decision. And we don't want it to be Facebook. We don't want it to be Fox or CNN or MSNBC. We want it to be, you know, made by doctors. And maybe that's what doctors need to do. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis, and that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
All right, we are back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we're going to talk about spiders. Have you guys heard about this? There is a very spooky, shiny, black tarantula that is venomous that was discovered in Miami. And if you don't throw a shoe at this sucker, it can live for over 20 years. Scientists have reported the discovery of the Pine Rockland trapdoor spider. Oh, that sounds so spooky. It was found by a zookeeper who was checking reptile traps back in 2012. Why is it a trapdoor spider? Because it lives in a burrow with a hinged cover in order to trick its prey, so they unfortunately go through a trap door, and then it can, I don't know what sound, don't they make a munching sound? Don't they like munch? Anyway, so it's a small shiny black tarantula, and the venom induces painful stings like a bee. Its species name is Umadillo Richmond. Umadillo makes it sound all exotic, but Richmond is the species. And it's a pine rockland trapdoor spider. With legs extended, the male is approximately the size of a silver dollar. The female is supposed to be 2 or 3 times larger. I don't understand why females are larger than males. Well, anyway, so it burrows in a place with a hinged cover like a trapdoor, will hide from predators, and then it'll snatch an unlucky prey. Their diet consists of insects like crickets, moths, beetles, grasshoppers, and they will snatch at the edge. As that little bug is running around, it'll snatch it. The venom is not supposed to be dangerous to humans, but it can cause mild pain and swelling. Oh, you think? And they do like to ambush insects, but they will not ambush humans. They could spend their entire lives in that same burrow. They lunge out, they eat, and then they go back to doing what they do. Staff took a photo of the specimen, shared it with the zoo's conservation research department for identification, but it didn't match any existing records. More than 2 years later, another spider was found, sent out to experts for evaluation. So finally, a Georgia specialist, Dr. Redmond, Rebecca Godwin, said this was a previously undescribed species. So the genus Umadillo is related to tarantulas, was first described by Tamron Thorwell, a Swedish archaeologist, in 1875. So we've known about tarantulas for a while. We've known even before then. They've been identified in the 1800s, but in terms of nomenclature. But now we got this big, nasty, silver-gray abdomen. It's got a patch. It's very shiny. It's got hairy legs. And, oh, my gosh, it is a scary-looking tarantula. I'm not a fan. I don't like spiders. You know, tarantulas and werewolves and vampires. Vampires always make me a little on edge. You know, vampires, very interesting. A medical condition called porphyria is where we believe the vampire sort of mythology came from, where people with some porphyrias will, when they go out into the sun, blister. They have like a sun sensitivity reaction, so they blister when they're out in the sun, so they usually don't do much during the day, and they would only, you know, go out at night. And some people with porphyria used to be anemic, and when you're anemic, you crave certain things, right, like pica. And so maybe they saw somebody like raw meat or like the taste of blood. And that's where the whole vampire issue came from. Where the vampire was the creative seed might have come from. Now, these people weren't diagnosed with porphyria at the time. They were just people that couldn't go out during the daylight and, you know, craved red meat and blood because they were anemic. And they were very pale because they were anemic. Now, interesting stuff. Now, speaking of vampires, not interesting is getting a vampire facial. It's actually pretty scary. You guys remember in 2018, there was a spa in Albuquerque, New Mexico that had to be shut down because multiple clients were getting vampire facials and were exposed to bloodborne pathogens. Well, two people eventually tested positive for HIV, and this week, the owner of the VIP spa salon, Maria Dolores Ramos de Ruiz, is facing 24 felony charges, including practicing medicine without a license, tax evasion, fraud, money laundering, and racketeering. So what is a vampire facial? So a vampire facial happens very actually commonly in medical settings. It's not supposed to happen in a spa. That's only licensed by the cosmetology board. You need a medical license. But during a vampire facial, blood gets taken from the client through venipuncture. Then it gets centrifuged to isolate the platelets, the clotting factors. And it makes something called platelet-rich plasma, PRP. The platelet-rich plasma is then re-injected into the client's face with fillers as part of a rejuvenation treatment. Or you might microderm or microneedle the facial treatment. So it's your own blood supposedly being re-injected, your own platelets, so you shouldn't get bloodborne pathogens. But then again, if the needle is dirty, if it's taken out, and then, you know, something, there could be room for contamination. So the procedures are actually legal, but they're only legal if it's performed by a medical professional. Can't be done at a spa. So the Attorney General in New Mexico said consumers should ask questions of providers doing PRP therapy prior to undergoing the procedure. They should ask whether or not the establishment uses universal precautions, like a tattoo parlor or a medical facility. Not that you could go to a tattoo parlor for this, but tattoo parlors have to autoclave everything, make sure everything is sterile, new per patient, disposable, because they don't want to cross-contaminate anybody. What precautions are being utilized? Who will be performing the procedure? Will it be performed by a licensed medical professional? Cosmetologists and estheticians are awesome, but they're not necessarily medical professionals and aren't licensed usually to deal with PRP. And I guess a licensed phlebotomist has to be the one to draw the blood. A nurse and a physician are the ones that do the procedure. And then does the establishment have a medical director? So what is the medical director's qualifications? So that's what the New Mexico Health Department asks. Is it a physician, nurse practitioner? So they want to make sure people are checking, you know, who is overseeing the facility. Now, customers of this VIP spa salon should reach out to the local health department for possible screening or if they think they've had any issues. Now, is PRP, why does that procedure exist? Well, multiple specialties use platelet-rich plasma. It apparently helps speed up tissue healing in tendon, ligament, and muscle injuries. It's also been found to reduce inflammation and pain associated with injuries. Some people even think it might help hair growth. Now, personally, I wouldn't want that on my face. Kim Kardashian famously got one. She said it was, quote, the most painful thing ever and publicly regretted it in an interview. So, you know, if you need a medical procedure, you need a medical procedure, you know, but if this is for beauty and trying to have good skin, I understand why, you know, people might want to dermally or within the skin or subdermally, you know, be able to help boost up certain things, but your body has platelets, the body's platelets are nowhere to go. And rejuvenation, you know, everybody's looking for the, you know, what can make them young. What can, you know, it's, unfortunately, you really, there's not a lot of tricks out there. We're all going to age. Maybe avoid smoking. Maybe avoid alcohol. Maybe avoid, you know, a lot of sunlight. But, you know, because sun can damage the skin. But you do need some sun. And eat healthy. And hydrate. 1-877-DR-TALLY. Don't go away.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.